Simon & Schuster Audio presents What the Dead Know, Learning About Life as a New York City Death Investigator by Barbara Butcher. Read by the author.
To the memory of Dr. Charles S. Hirsch, physician, mentor, and friend. And for the medico-legal death investigators, the unsung heroes who find answers for families and justice for the dead. New York is the most exciting place in the world to live. There are so many ways to die here. Dennis Leary. Author's note. These are the true stories of my life as a medico-legal death investigator at New York City's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. Some names and details have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals. Though most of what I saw was unforgettable, these stories are subject to the vagaries of memory. It's been a long time. Chapter 1. The Angry Hanging Man. Hey, Barbara, you got a hanging man in the 3-4 precinct. You want me to call you a driver? Charlene's voice was low, as if all this death business was a dirty secret. Sure, Charlie, send me your best. Just give me 5 minutes to slap on some lipstick. She laughed, as if I were going out husband hunting instead of looking at dead people. Putting down the phone, I felt that familiar little thrill I got when there was a decent case to investigate. Something other than the natural death of an old man with heart disease found in a locked apartment. I like to figure things out, to find clues and solve puzzles, to locate the cause behind the effect. Fortunately, that was my job. As a medico-legal investigator, MLI, with New York City's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, OCME, I scrutinized the scenes of fatal accidents, suicides, and homicides to determine cause and manner of death, and I loved every minute of it. This time, my excitement was tempered by the aggravation of having my arm in a cast, the result of a stupid accident with a saw and a stubborn piece of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?